Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Perrin, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So definitely give us a call if you have some questions. I know it's nice and early. And the temperature is actually nice and cool. So it's a nice time to be getting outside and enjoying it. And enjoy the garden. Later on today, it's looking like it's going to rain some. Looking later in the day. So, means you have plenty of time to be taking care of that garden today. Hopefully you've been out there in the past, couple days, couple weeks, whatnot. Yesterday was a beautiful day to be out and about in the garden doing some things. Warmed up a bit, but it was nice, right? You can really start to enjoy the outside. So hopefully you got to be out there and do that. What are we doing in the garden right now? I'd love to hear what you're doing out there, what we can do to help with the garden. But I will say that a lot of plants are really starting to come into their own, starting to look good, clean, that type of thing. I have a couple plants in the backyard where I've kind of experimented with things, and a few of them have gone really well so far. I've talked a number of times about the Montauk Daisy, but I'll tell you, that thing right now, I know I'm waiting another couple weeks before I cut it back to about 12 inches, but man, compared to last year when I got into this home, it is so different. It's not leggy, it's not woody structured. It is in a nice, rounded shape, almost perfectly symmetrical all the way around. It's gorgeous. So definitely something that was, I knew what to do based on my, previous knowledge, but I never had had one. So it's looking pretty good. Let's see. I also, in that same little garden bed, very small garden bed that was, you can tell the way it was built was to have the flowers in there and really just fill it in. Cool color combination. But there was a rose in there that had just kind of, stretched too much. So this spring, cut it right back. So it was, really just a small rose bush. Previously, when I had seen it, it was mostly one-sided. So I was hoping to try and even it out, make it look nice and clean. No idea the color of the rose, anything. Well, we cleaned it up, cut it back so it was even. Now it's popped right back up, and these beautiful red flowers. So perfect for that section. And then my third experiment, because I usually, and you hear me say this, is leave the hydrangeas with the sticks as long as possible, right? Well, there was a endless summer hydrangea in the backyard that was just wasn't looking good, and the other part of it was she's still a puppy, but my puppy was running through and seeing those leaves and just biting them. She just didn't know what they were, so she decided she had to pull at them. Well, anyways, I cut it all the way back to the ground. There wasn't a lot this spring. Now it's finally about 6 inches, 8 inches tall, so, you know, I normally, like I said, I wouldn't cut the hydrangea all the way back. I'd let the sticks sit there, but I was dealing with a puppy who didn't know what she was really doing. Wanted to protect the plant. Didn't want to have rips in the plant, right? That's what when we talk about pruning anything, we don't want to rip anything. We want to have a nice clean cut. And I was nervous that it would affect the hydrangea long term. So I dealt with it being smaller, but it's starting to pop up. So a few little experiments that I had in my backyard here starting to pop through and work their way through. So, leads me into discussion in regards to hydrangeas, right? I always talk about leaving those sticks as long as possible so that the new leaves, the new blossoms for the season have that chance to develop on there. Because a lot of hydrangeas, even the newer ones, will blossom on old wood, which means the second year wood. But the newer ones will also bloom on new wood. So old and new. So those are things that, you know, I always talk about leaving the sticks. Well, it's about time to start cleaning out those sticks. You know, we're starting to get that warmer weather to the point where you'll be able to tell where the sticks, are they worth it or not? Because a lot of your hydrangeas should have started to develop leaves, right? And they're starting to be nice and full. So if you haven't already, it's about that time. You know, if you want to wait a week or two, that's fine. But it's about time if you haven't yet. Because I've always said, leave them as long as possible. Because you just never know. Now, I know, you know, you've probably already put fertilizer on them. You've put your soil acidifier on your hydrangeas to get them nice, deep blue if you're looking to keep them in that blue color. So those are things that if you haven't done, you can do now. Hydrangeas will take a 10-10-10 multiple times in a season. So let's look to do that. If you did the 10-10-10 early, or if you did the super phosphate and it's been 6 weeks, we can start that 10-10-10 regimen, where it's 6 week intervals to help them through. So those are some things to be doing with the hydrangeas. And just remember, cleaning them up with those sticks, go to the base as far down as you can. Or if you start to see leaves on there, leave those sticks a little bit longer. See if the leaves fully develop all the way up, or if you're going to need to clean them up in the next couple weeks here. So definitely worth looking into with your hydrangeas right now. I know I have we got a vanilla strawberry hydrangea tree. I had gotten it a couple weeks ago. And it was just sticks. It was late. And now it is full of leaves. But I'm almost at that time on this one where I'm saying, all right, Now I'm going to take a look at the sticks, cutting back where it's not blooming from. Get new growth, right? So I'll be looking to do that soon. That's what's going on with a lot of these hydrangeas. We're getting there, right? Hydrangeas have so much color through the summer for us that it's just so enjoyable to have. You know, and the summer has taken has been a huge hit in the past couple of years, but you know, you like to look at some of the white flowers instead of just the blue. They have a number of them out there, like the Incredible or the Invincible. Annabelle is another style. You know, some of the almost lime green type, right? They have the little lime and the limelight. You know, so your limelight is the regular size hydrangea, then the little lime. There's so many different varieties of hydrangeas that you could have 100 different varieties and not even have enough, one of every in the yard. So definitely, look into hydrangeas if you don't have them. But if you do have them, we can start doing some of that work we've been discussing. If you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Esfomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia. Excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite And for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cami, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time. We're just getting started in the show today. So give us a call if you have some questions. We're definitely here. We're here for another... 3.5 hours. So we got some time. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Karen from Natural Alternative is going to be joining us with tons of great information. We're gonna do our best to get all of it in. There is a ton of information that we would like to get to today. So we're going to do our best to go through it, we might go through it a little bit quickly this week because there is a lot to it conversation, right? But the great thing is if you have questions in regards to these products specifically that we will talk about, you can call Natural Alternative, and we'll give that number out multiple times, but you can call them, and they actually answer the phone like a human. You know, it's not one of those things where you're like, 00, and you just keep hitting 0 till you get somebody. No, they're there. They are definitely there for you to answer those questions, because that's why they're in business, is because of you and I. Right, to help answer questions and get these things taken care of. So definitely look forward to that at 8 o'clock. Hopefully, we can get some good information. I say hopefully, but I know we'll get some great information from Karen as always. So, well, hopefully, we're on our way to getting better when it comes to the pollen, right? Pollen has been absolutely terrible. I'll tell you, we had one good day this week, Thursday, and then we came back because the Thursday had a bunch of rain, right? Well, it's a medium day today, medium tomorrow. Let's hope that continues the trend, but it's looking like... you know, Tuesday, Wednesday of this upcoming week, the pollen should be pretty medium high. So hopefully, I'll tell you, I've had enough of the pollen. I know a lot of you out there have had the same feel. I've heard multiple theories on why, you know, we've had so much pollen late. Already heard a couple theories. One of them, and I think it's actually a combination of the both. One of them is stating that we had such a cool spring. We did have some of those heat days early, but we had a really cool spring, and it pushed everything later. And so some of the early type pollens were hitting at the same time as the late pollen. And so it was like double, triple the amount. And everything was just hitting at the same time. So that could be part of it. And then I've also heard a combination of having a really rainy spring, even though we're in a drought, which is, you know, like I said, I think part of it's true, right? We did have a bunch of rain, but I don't think it was enough rain. But it's out there. There was a good amount of rain late spring, causing all the plants to hold on to the pollen a little bit longer, and it's hitting all at the same time. But I will say some of the rain that we had this week, and then we're going to get some rain later, at least it started to clean up some of that pollen, because you could walk outside and everything was yellow to a lime green. It's like, all right, when is enough enough? I mean, I saw a picture on Facebook that somebody posted where they basically had a snowblower and they had turned the color to like a lime green, and they just said, all right, cleaning up the pollen, and had the snowblower pushing out the pollen. It's that bad. So hopefully we are almost done with that pollen. If you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be back in a few to answer more of your gardening questions. So stay tuned.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonite help you have the perfect lawn with a new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonite Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
USA Radio News.
Officials say up to 200 Ukrainian soldiers are being killed every day since Russian military began its attack on the Ukraine. The numbers have grown since Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky put the daily death toll up to 100. Officials are suggesting the only way they will be able to make the Russians turn back if the West help with weaponry. Speaking of weaponry, French President Emmanuel Macron has said his country, quote, will remain mobilized to meet Ukraine's needs, including heavy weapons. This was all confirmed during a call with President Zelensky. The two also discussed humanitarian and military support. This is USA Radio News.
The U.S. government is buying more monkeypox vaccine as surprising international outbreaks continues to grow. Health officials have identified 45 cases in 15 states and the District of Columbia. More than 1,300 cases have been found in about 30 other countries outside the areas of Africa where the virus is endemic. Even though officials have stated the risk to the American public is low, they are taking steps to assure people the medical measures are in place to deal with a growing problem. U.S. inflation accelerated to a 40-year high, topping all estimates. Shelter, food, and gas were the largest contributors. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've been talking about a few different things. You know, just trying to figure out where we're at for this time. You know, we've got plenty of things going on in the garden where we can be taking care of different items. What else can we be doing? Well, we can be looking at the lawn, right? You know, some of the things we can be doing with the lawn is you still have time for the second application. You know, that weed and feed. Especially if you did a, kind of like a step 1A, 1B, or application 1A, 1B type thing. You know, too early season with the early crabgrass control and then a late crabgrass control, right? Those types of things. You could have been doing one of each of those. And now you could be looking at taking care of some of those weeds. Because the weeds are everywhere. So this is a product that, you know, feeds, but also takes care of those broadleaf weeds. The broadleaf weeds need to be growing. You know, a lot of times you think of this product to take care of dandelions, but it also takes care of clover, chickweed, out there right now in the yard, creeping charlie, clover, chickweed is out there. Henbit is starting to kind of slow, but tons of other weeds out there, right? So definitely, we're starting up with that. So you can be using that second application, the weed and feed, to take care of some of those weeds. Or you could just be looking at using, a liquid weed killer to take care of some of those at this point. I know I've seen it for the past couple of weeks. A number of people have those few weeds that I was discussing, right? The chickweed, clover, oxalis, creeping charlie, those. And there's a number of products to use, but the one that we found that is the most effective is that chickweed clover oxalis killer. Gets rid of a lot of the creeping type weeds that'll take over the yard. So that is something to take a look at. So you've probably seen a lot of that in the yard. Once that is taken care of, and usually it's about 2 weeks, maybe a full month from now, we're looking into July and you're saying, well, I can't seed or anything. Far from the truth. Far from it. I am of the camp where putting seed down at any time of year, the growing season, let's call it that instead of any time of year, but any time of growing season is fine to do. As long as you can water and take care of it. Now, I mean, you think about it. If you kill these weeds, right? And it leaves just dirt patches. And you don't do anything about it because, it's summer, I can't seed. The books, or, some experts say you can't. What's going to grow in those dirt patches? Probably weeds again. And then you're going to do it over again and kill more weeds and then have more dirt patches. But if you've killed them, taken care of it, and done your thing with it, then why not be putting seed down, right? Why not? If you can take care of it and you can water, putting grass seed down can work at any time. Now, it's not, it's not ideal because of the heat, right? You want to be able to keep the moisture in there. But there's plenty of things we can do to take care of that, right? Watering obviously is a huge thing. But what else can we do to make it work? Use a product like Hydratain. Hydratain is a product that is kind of just like soil moist, but Hydratain you can use in a liquid form where you spray over the top of the lawn, and what it does is it works with the moisture in the air to pull the moisture and get it into the root system to help to develop it. So putting down grass seed, watering it in, and constantly taking care of it, you won't have to put as much water because Hydratain can cut down 50% of watering. Now, I bring it up because I think it is very important for us to look at it and say, if we want a perfect lawn or we want grass in the lawn, we can't just look at it in the spring and we can't look at it as just in the fall. We have to look at it throughout the year. Now, if you can take care of the lawn, you have a sprinkler system, or even if you can just water it in, I think it'll work for you very, very nicely. We get into watering bans, right? Like I talked about, we are in a drought. We're about 6 inches behind, maybe 5.5 at this point. But the watering bans, some of them will say you can water in the morning or late in the day. Then the next level will get it to almost every other day, or they'll call it like odd days, right? And then there'll be like a complete ban, but we're not there. So, if you've been taking care of some of these weeds, which I know a lot of you have because it's been a couple weeks, put grass seed back down. After the, some of them will say 7 to 10, 7 to 14 day interval before you can seed. It'll say right on the back of the package. So that means put seed down when it's time. Because honestly, if you wait and say, I got to do it in the fall because that's when the experts say this. Well, I don't consider myself an expert, but I know a lot about it. And if you can take care of it, do it. Because that's how you're going to get that green, full lawn. Putting it down at any time of the year as long as you can water. And that's where that Hydratain comes in. So the Hydratain can help you keep that moisture in there. Definitely take a look at it. It was a product that we used to talk about, my father used to talk about in the, you know, 90s, early 2000s a lot. And then you didn't really hear much about it, but it's back and out there. They also make a granular form that you can throw in a spreader and put over the yard, water it in. It's definitely worth it. It's that same idea as soil moist. It's not identical, but it's the same idea, right? Soil moist, you've heard us talk about that for years upon years, adding to your window boxes, your patio gardens, your even into the garden beds, adding those little granules into there. What does it do? You know, think of the soil moist as the little granules are very small granules. It's the same thing that goes into a baby's diaper, right? In a baby's diaper, when the baby uses the bathroom, those crystals in there will absorb and go to about 40 times the size of it. Same thing with soil moist. But we're using the water that you put in there, or rain, and it expands. And what it does is it holds the water in those little granules and slowly releases it as the plant needs it. So you're cutting back on having to water as much during the season, especially when we're in drought conditions. You know, a few days ago, I had heard we were about 6 inches behind. It seems like every year we're in that position. And then even with last year, if you look, all of July and August pretty much rained. And then it rained throughout. We had a bunch of snow. But somehow we're still behind, right? So we start this cycle over year after year. It just continues to go through more and more, right? So those are things we need to just stay ahead of and think of and say, all right, this is, you know, I wouldn't call it the new normal. That term has been used so much because of the fact that of, you know, through a pandemic here. But that's one of those things where we have a drought every year. We need to be able to look at it and say, all right, this is what we're going to do to combat it. So we don't have to worry about watering as much or taking care of our plants as much, because we want to enjoy them. And that's the thing. And so that's where this works. So, soil moist and Hydrotane are two products I want you to think about. Okay? You know, just items that work really well for us. That I've seen work. So definitely something to think about. So changing thoughts here a little bit. Month of June has a couple different weeks of awareness. One of the weeks, June 19th to the 25th, is National Mosquito Control Awareness Week, and how you take care of the mosquitoes for the year. I'm going to be touching base with Randy Schultz, who is one of our key contributors that we've had on here for years. We're going to have somebody on in a couple weeks to discuss that. There's also Pollinator Week coming up, right? We can talk about pollinators and some things. I read an interesting article last night. And some of you might have heard of this, and that, you know, I saw one person post on Facebook, and I was like, I hadn't heard of this. But there's something out there called No Mow May. And if you've heard of it, you know, cool. But I'd like to discuss it on the other side of the break and just kind of go what it is and the ideas behind it. Now, I'm reading it and last night and saying, eh. And then I'm reading it and saying, actually, you might get some heads turning to you. But the article was actually written by Bob Vila. I didn't realize it till I was reading through it. And I'm like, this, you know, the voice kind of sounds familiar the way it's written. But it's something that started in Europe, right? So no mo may. I want to discuss that on the other side of the break. We're less than a minute away, so I don't want to start it. But think about it. You know, think about what that means. So we'll discuss that, plus anything else that you guys would like to discuss. This is question and answer. So the show is all about you when you have some questions. So call us. That number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to hit a break here. When we get back, I'll discuss a little bit about No Mo May and discuss what the idea behind it is. And maybe you make that decision for next year. We'll see what happens. We're going to take that break. We'll be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, I was touching base a little bit on the something I was reading up on. That's it. It was called No Mow May. Cool idea behind it. And I really wanted to discuss it, and I'd heard about it. I had seen it on social media. One person I knew had actually was doing it and talking about it. Didn't really know much more about it. But this is something that started in 2019 in the United Kingdom as part of a conservation study to help with struggling pollinators, right? We talk about pollinators, how important they are to us, but we don't talk a lot about what else we can do other than planting, right? So, this is where this came about. No Mow May. So, anyways, what it does is the study includes it shows a massive increase in floral diversity when the beneficial bugs need it the most, right? Early in the season when they're starting to wake up and come out of their winter slumber, right? So the idea is it helps bee species diversity and increases the number of bees in the yard. What it also does is will bring in some of those weeds. You know, we just talked about using a weed and feed. What it is it brings it out there. So, Bob Vila wrote a couple articles about it, and the one I saw last night he had written on June 2nd, right? He didn't know Mo May, but he did it a little bit differently because he did it in March. Because he lives in Georgia, climate's different. He adjusted it so it would be the same time. So he started mid-March on March 19th and went until... He actually went a little bit more than a month, right? But it was perfect because what happens is tall grasses and flowering weeds start to attract more wildlife, right? So it's not just the pollinators, but what it does is allows the other wildlife to come in, right? He talked about when you mow, it eliminates cover for rodents, snakes, and other wildlife that use it for their homes, right? While his unmowed area brought significantly high numbers of bumblebees, carpenter bees, assorted small bees, hoverflies, butterflies, and moths, he also noticed that a ton of songbirds, chipmunks, field mice, and the one thing I don't like is he said there were some king snakes. Not my jam, tell you that much. Anyways, he also noticed that a lot of bigger wildlife was showing up. Deer, opossums, raccoon, foxes, coyotes, all in the area. One really, I think, a smart idea that he talked about doing is, you know, we talk about no mow, but mowing a barrier strip around the house, right? Because if the grass is really high near the house, they come close to the house and maybe try to take up residence, right? So we clean that out a little bit. Anyways, what does it do? One thing for you, it breaks up a little bit of the upkeep. You're not having to do it as all the time. Yes, the lawn looked a little ragged until, you know, grass recovered later on. Now, some of the things that this did, right, is the pollinators now have a little bit more of a place to go, pollinate, get stronger, expand, and be there, right? they now are there more for your vegetable gardens when the vegetable garden is time to be out there, so the pollinators are a little bit easier, right? The grass doesn't grow as high in May, usually, as high up there, so you're getting... You know, 12 inches, maybe a little bit more on height. But you're welcoming in these pollinators, right? Now, cleaning it up can take about a month to clean up afterwards, and you have that lawn perfect back to the way you wanted it without an issue. But the thing is this gave a way of allowing pollinators to come into the yard, develop, get ready for the season, and then move on to the plants that you want them to be on. Now, there's a little bit more to it because I have some other thoughts from it. But if you have questions, call us 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.